land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, not second hour, Randy. Look at the clock, 11:07, third hour on this Tuesday, January 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just had a few folks during the break text me class, and I sent the flyer out as well as the website, acconservatives.org. Greatly appreciate you guys signing up for the class. This is information that you definitely, absolutely must have. Send it to Michelle over on Drummond Island. And Shirley up in, is it Petoskey, Shirley, or Sheboygan? Not really sure. I got to have you stored in my phone, so text me back. I think you're Petoskey, but you could be Sheboygan. I'm not sure. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. We actually have only 11 days left before January 20th deadline. It's the deadline for us to be able to order the books, the guide, make sure we have enough copies of the Michigan State Constitution. We're going to be picking up the Friskies Farm Fresh Apples on Friday. We're going to be staying up in St. Ignace at a hotel on Friday night so we can be there bright and early on Saturday, February 3rd. The doors will open at 9:30. We'll be there about 8 o'clock to get set up for the class. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the event, you want to support this, your business up in Mackinac County, Sheboygan, Mackinac City, wherever, just get a hold of Roxanne Dufort or me. Either one, it doesn't matter. We're working together on this. And you can be listed as a sponsor of this class. Now, so far, Mark Eby personally is doing this. Of course, you know that he is the owner of Castle Rock there in St. Ignace. We also have a new sponsor for the event, Gustafson's Smoked Fish and Beef Jerky in Brevoort. They are supporting this class. They're helping contribute to some money to cover the venue. And I reached out to Roxanne and I said, are you kidding me? We got to have a smoked fish and beef jerky platter, maybe something we could offer up as a silent auction people could bid on. Their smoked fish and beef jerky is unbelievable. Every time I go across US 2, on my way to Escanaba or maybe Schoolcraft County in Manistique in the UP, Negaunee, wherever I'm traveling, I always stop and get some. their smoked fish and beef jerky, especially, you know what I really like? Their smoked whitefish. Oh, baby, baby, baby. It is good stuff. And yes, I can eat it even when I'm in fat burn because it's smoked, absolutely good stuff. So greatly appreciate them sponsoring the class. Again, just text me class, and I'll text you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. You have only 11 days to the deadline so that we can order the materials. Go to the website, acconservatives.org, read the post, follow the instructions to a T. Donate $49. $49 is the cost of the books, the guide, the state constitution, the venue, all of it included in this price. You will have a book, a guide, and the state constitution to take to you to all future meetings. You must do this. We're going to shift gears. We're going to drive to Lansing. What's going on with the redistricting of the maps? We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. This segment actually brought to you by PatriotsRelief.com. You just heard the commercial. If you go to their website, PatriotsRelief.com, I recommend the gummies, the peppermint flavored MTC oil based CBD drops, and the intense relief cream. Those are the three products I like the best. That intense relief cream, man, that stuff works. We thought Vicky may have torn a ligament in her knee. We applied it for a couple of nights. The swelling went down. The pain went down. She was able to sleep. I asked her last night, do you want me to rub some cream on your knee? And she's like, nope, I'm good. Definitely go to PatriotsRelief.com. Buy the products. They are the best products on the planet. They are very expensive. But when you go to checkout and you put in TR1, you're going to get 40% off, almost cut in half, and free shipping. So make sure you check them out or give them a call. Tim and his family would love to talk to you guys. Their phone number, toll-free, 877-230-1776. Natural, absolutely, I think, homeopathic style, holistic, natural ingredients that will not make you high. Does not have any THC in it. It is not marijuana, just like the commercial says. So greatly appreciate it. Dave, I can't take calls during the show, so I'm sending you the voicemail. Bob LeBrant, a retired redistricting professional, believes that the redistricting commission's current practice of holding meetings completely on Zoom is contrary to the Open Meetings Act. Folks, I have been saying that ever since the China virus struck us, going all the way back to March of 2020, when we couldn't meet in person, we couldn't go to county commissioners meeting, we could not continue on with our Second Amendment sanctuary county resolutions activities. We couldn't go and present face-to-face to county commissioners, bring people from the public to speak during public comment. We couldn't interact with the commissioners. We couldn't give them information, then take their questions. Everything had to be done by Zoom. I believe that whole period of our legislative history violated the Open Meetings Act. Well, this guy agrees with me. Meanwhile, some people claim that the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, the MICRC, is not susceptible to the Open Meetings Act statute. What? This is a publicly funded, taxpayer-funded commission that was implemented in the state of Michigan by a ballot proposal that changed our state's constitution. Who exactly are some people claim that the MICRC is not susceptible to the Open Meetings Act statute? Well, the commission's executive director, Edward Woods III, says because the commission is both a body under the legislative branch and was designed to be independent of the legislature, with lawmakers technically barred from altering its operations, responsibility, and hiring decisions, therefore makes it not accountable to the Open Meetings Act. You, sir, are an absolute mental midget. Worse than that, the term I love to use that many people rebuke me over using, you are an idiot. You don't understand the state constitution, which was amended, that created the very body of which you are the executive director of. Have you ever read the Michigan state constitution? Maybe you should come to St. Ignace on February 3rd. I'll give you the books. Edward Woods III, you need to come to the class. Anything that is done per our state constitution falls under the Open Meetings Act, you mental midget. What part of that do you not understand? Understand? When relayed that observation, which was linked to the constitutional amendment language that more than 2.5 million Michigan voters approved in the 2018 election, LeBrant said, that doesn't make any sense. If, in fact, their rules and procedures provide that they are covered under the Open Meetings Act, how do they somehow decide that they're not going to be all of a sudden considered covered by the Open Meetings Act? Doesn't this, in fact, turn it from the independent commission status to imperial status? LeBrant asked while appearing on MERS Podcast Monday episode, which was yesterday. He said, quote, it just doesn't make sense. When you take a look at the Attorney General's handbook, when you take a look at the statute, and then when you take a look at their very own documents of their bylaws for rules and procedures, end quote, said LeBrant. See, according to this executive director, they would like to actually do all of this behind closed doors. They do not want the sunlight of the Open Meetings Act to hinder their gerrymandering that they would like to accomplish again when the very maps they drew up last time that affected our 2022 election, giving the Democrats a two-seat majority in the House and the state Senate and re-electing Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson. They want to do it again. But basically, it was the black citizens of Detroit that took them to court. They said that their Voting Rights Act at the federal level was violated based on the way the maps were drawn up. They've already said going forward for these future elections that we're going to have very soon, by the way, the maps are unconstitutional. Well, LeBrant participated in previous redistricting efforts when he was the general counsel, the attorney for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. At the time, the map drawing was supervised by the then Republican-led legislature. See, that's why they came up with their three-word title for their ballot proposal. It's what they always do. Voters, not politicians. Which created this commission by changing our state constitution, then appropriating money by paying these people, I believe 13 members, $40,000 a year, a salary. Yes. Over $3,000 a month to be members of this commission when they are done, if they had done their jobs right and didn't violate people's Voting Rights Act, they wouldn't even be doing any work until the next national census. When does that take place? We've already had the 2020 census. It's not going to happen again until 2030. But you see, they screwed up the maps. They gerrymandered the maps. That's how the Democrats got the two-seat majority in the House and the two-seat majority in the Senate. They honestly think we're stupid, and we don't know exactly what they did. Well, even the black citizens of Detroit felt violated and took them to court. Now, on this latest podcast that took place yesterday, LeBrant highlighted how because the commission was constitutionally obligated to begin their business in November of 2020 amid the China virus pandemic, the commission got fast and loose with their rules with regards to the Open Meetings Act. Within the state's Open Meeting Act, public bodies were permitted to conduct business electronically by video, regardless of the circumstances. This policy went into effect March 18th of 2020 and stood until March 21st of 2021. Now, according to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, per her Open Meetings Act handbook for 2022, remote attendance is generally not provided unless accommodations are also made in relation to a public body's members' military duties. Additionally, resources must be made available for individuals with a qualifying disability to participate virtually. What does that all mean? If you're having to serve active duty military functions, or you're disabled and can't come to a meeting in person, then you can participate virtually via a Zoom meeting. All the bodies subjected to the Open Meetings Act include boards, commissions, committees, and councils, quote-unquote, empowered by the state constitution. Any statutes or local ordinances to exercise governmental or proprietary authority or perform a governmental proprietary function, end quote. In their final meeting on December 28th of 2023, all of the 10 redistricting commissioners, because three of them had resigned, were in attendance via Zoom, remotely. The late December meeting was also the earliest meeting following the federal AG versus Benson ruling, where a three-judge panel determined that 13 legislative districts drawn up by the commission were racially gerrymandered and violated the United States Constitution Equal Protection Clause. During their first meeting, January 4th of this year, just 5 days ago, the commissioners voted 8-1 to file an appeal of the three-judge panel ruling, taking it to the United States Supreme Court. Again, all of the commissioners in attendance were participating in that meeting remotely, not in person, via Zoom. Detroit Democrat Brittany Kellum was in Baltimore, Maryland. An independent commissioner, Stephen Lett, was in Florida. Farmington Hills Democrat Donna Callaghan, who randomly selected one day prior to replace a recently resigned commissioner, zoomed in from not the United States, but Mexico. Yeah, she's not wintering in Florida. She's in another country. See, the rules only apply to us, not them. On the Hour News Break, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.